This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Today we're featuring interviews with three of the people who helped make this a great year for political satire. And I'm not talking about the politicians, I'm talking about the satirists. Earlier in the show, we heard from Saturday Night Live's head writer and Weekend Update co-anchor Seth Meyers. He wrote most of the Sarah Palin sketches featuring Tina Fey as Palin. Fey was the head writer of the show and Weekend Update co-anchor before leaving to start her sitcom 30 Rock. I spoke with Tina Fey in November, just before the election. A few weeks before that, Sarah Palin had been a guest on Saturday Night Live, and she very briefly shared the stage with Tina Fey. That edition opened with Fey as Palin at the podium for her first press conference.
First off, I just want to say how excited I am to be in front of both the liberal elite media as well as the liberal regular media. Looking forward to a portion of your questions, so let's get started. Yes, you.
Yeah, what were your thoughts on Senator McCain's debate performance Wednesday?
You know, I just thought he was great, because the American people are angry, and John McCain is angry too. And you can tell he's angry by the way he sighs and grits his teeth, and he's always going like, "Grr!" You know, and that Barack Obama, well, if he's angry, I certainly can't tell. His words are smooth. When he's talking, it's like an angel whispering in your ear. He makes John McCain sound like a garbage truck unloading trash at a landfill. So to answer your question, yes, I think John McCain did great. You guy.
Yeah, at a rally in North Carolina this week, you said that you'd like to visit the, quote, pro-America parts of the country. Are there parts of the country that you consider un-American?
Oh, you know, that was just my lame attempt at a joke, but, yes, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Delaware, California. But then also, too, you have states like Ohio and Pennsylvania and Florida, which could be real, real anti-American or real, real pro-American. It's up to them. And now I'd like to entertain everybody with some fancy pageant walking.
Tina Fey, welcome back to Fresh Air, and congratulations on all the work you've been doing. When Sarah Palin came on the national stage, it was as if Americans around the country simultaneously said, "Tina Fey, she looks like Tina Fey." So what do you do to become her physically? And then we'll talk about what you do to be her verbally.
Well, physically, I wear a wig, obviously, that's modeled after her hair. At my request, we glue my ears back because my ears stick out pretty significantly and hers do not. And we overdraw my lip line because she has fuller lips and she has the I don't know if there's a term for this, but the pointy part on your upper lip, the sort of doll baby part of her lips are much further apart than mine. These are all things we've noticed in the makeup chair as we try to make me look like her. I try to stick my jaw out because she has a stronger jaw than I do. And I have a smaller mouth in general, so I try to make my mouth a little wider.
Now, how did you go about studying her voice so that you could get it and her vocal mannerisms?
I watched her a lot on YouTube. I watched the convention speech, and I watched, obviously, the Katie Couric interview the week that we did that. And because I'm not an impressionist, I started to try to work from the accent backwards because she does have a distinctive accent, and dialect works at work and stuff. Dialect work was something that I was kind of good at in my college acting days. We used to have a dialects course. So I started working backwards from that and really just trying to match, instead of words like deal, she says dill. She has what we call an substitution. See, my theater degree is really paying off. And she has those kind of Minnesota O's and really hard R's. And when she's being sort of sassy, when she's, taking a shot at someone, her voice tends to get higher. The example being, I guess being a mayor is kind of like being a community organizer. She gets pretty pleased with herself up there in the upper register. And then I also tried to think about, I hope that somehow my college acting teachers hear this because they will be proud that I tried to think it through this much. But I did also try to think of there's a, people speak differently when they're doing public speaking. And so there's a little bit of a difference between the one where I'm supposedly kind of giving a speech and then the one where I'm talking to Amy as Katie Couric. People kind of
Can you demonstrate how you hear the difference?
Well, there's a kind of a speech cadence of like, you know, John McCain and I are going to the White House. Like there's a different cadence that people use when they're on the stump and than when they're just speaking to another person.
And speaking to another person, you'd sound like?
In that Katie Couric one, she was way more intimate and she was, you know, we've got to, yeah, just she was really more chatty. And but as compared to the one that is the debate one, I felt like she kind of had the spirit of a very well-prepared high school debate captain, you know, and that she was confident in her answers and the ones that she had practiced. She was confident, but it was because she had studied for the test.
Well, since you mentioned the vice presidential debate sketch on Saturday Night Live, we've put together a collection of excerpts of you from that vice presidential Saturday Night Live debate. So why don't we hear that? So
okay. This
is my guest Tina Fey as Sarah Palin with Queen Latifah as the moderator, Gwen Ifill.
You know, John McCain and I, we're a couple of mavericks. And gosh darn it, we're going to take that maverick energy right to Washington and we're going to use it to fix this financial crisis and everything else that's plaguing this great country of ours.
How will you solve the financial crisis being a maverick?
You know, we're going to take every aspect of the crisis and look at it, and then we're going to ask ourselves, what would a maverick do in this situation? And then, you know, we'll do that.
Senator Palin, address your position on global warming and whether or not you think it's man-made or not.
Gwen, we don't know if this climate change, whoosie, what's it, is man-made or... or if it's just a natural part of the end of days. But I'm not going to talk about that. I would like to talk about taxes. Because with Barack Obama, you're going to be paying higher taxes. But not with me and my fellow maverick. We are not afraid to get mavericky in there and ruffle feathers and not got to allow that. And also to the great Ronald Reagan.
Governor Palin, would you extend same-sex rights to the entire country?
You know, I would be afraid of where that would lead. I believe marriage is meant to be a sacred institution between two unwilling teenagers. Oh, and for those Joe Sixpacks out there playing a drinking game at home, maverick.
That's so great. That's my guest Tina Fey as Sarah Palin on Saturday Night Live. Oh, you were so fantastic in that. Now you were talking about how you got the voice for that, and you described that as the high school debate kind of sound, the practiced kind of sound.
For that one, and when she came out, she said, "Can I call you Joe?" And she just was, you know, you could tell she was. It was just that you could feel that all, everything that she was going to say was planned, which is, you know, how they all are in that. But that was just something I tried to use.
And was this joke yours about a marriage as a sacred institution between two unwilling teenagers?
That joke, I believe, is mine also, yeah. And I think that's probably the toughest joke we've done in any of those. And so, you know what I mean? It's maybe the harshest joke because it gets close to being about her own life, which, but in some ways, it was one that I did it, and it's one of those ones that had a little tinge of like, oh, did we just do that? But at the same time, this is a person who is trying to, you know, who is talking about the issue of marriage and who's allowed to get married and who's not, and it seemed to me to be an interesting connection to make.
Well, you got to go. I want to thank you so much for talking
thank
with
you,
us, and congratulations on the show and your Sarah Palin impressions. Thank you again.
Thank you, Terry. It's a pleasure.
Tina Fey recorded in November, just before the election.